This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
U.S. President Donald Trump itching to get back on the election campaign trail after being sidelined by a COVID-19 infection will begin by delivering remarks to supporters at the White House at an outdoor event Saturday. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The first event is at the White House. The rally will be in Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says the president appears to be following CDC guidelines.
10 days from the onset of your symptoms. So apparently he started getting symptoms on Thursday, last Thursday.
There is another big guideline.
2 negative tests by PCR 24 hours apart.
As long as the president fulfills the criteria of the CDC of being non-infective,
then I would feel okay.
Fauci cautioned the White House again to avoid large-scale gatherings of people without masks. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The second presidential debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden has been canceled. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates confirms the debate scheduled for next Thursday, October 15th, between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden is now officially off. After the commission announced Thursday it was changing the format to a virtual debate, the president balked. The commission made the decision because Trump had contracted COVID-19. After Trump said he would not participate in a virtual debate, Biden scheduled a town hall with ABC News for that night. The final debate, scheduled for October 22nd in Nashville, Tennessee, is still on. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrials added 0.57%. The S&P rose by 0.88%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.39%. This is VOA News. Hurricane Delta made landfall as a Category 2 storm late Friday in southwestern Louisiana. The center of the storm hit land around 2300 hours UTC near Creole, with top winds of 165 kilometers per hour. Delta blew ashore in an area where devastation remains widely evident from Hurricane Laura, which caused at least 27 deaths in late August. Piles of wreckage could go flying, and many homes remain unrepaired with only blue tarps on the roof to withstand the fury of yet another hurricane. Delta is the 10th named storm to hit the continental United States this year, breaking a century-old record. 2 suspected Islamic State militants from Britain who were brought to the United States to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture and other acts of violence pleaded not guilty in a court in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday. El Shafi El Sheikh and Alexander Cote are 2 of 4 men dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of the captors' British accents. G. Zachary Terwilliger is the U.S. attorney.
At the arraignment, they were represented by counsel. Both defendants waived formal reading of the indictment, entered pleas of not guilty, and requested a trial by jury.
A federal grand jury on Wednesday issued an 8-count indictment that accuses them of being leading participants in a brutal hostage-taking scheme that resulted in the deaths of Western hostages, including American journalist James Foley. The charges are a milestone in a years-long effort by U.S. authorities to bring to justice members of the group known for beheadings and barbaric treatment of aid workers, journalists, and other hostages in Syria. The UN Food Agency, the World Food Program, won the Nobel Peace Prize on Friday for its efforts to combat hunger and to improve conditions for peace in areas affected by conflict. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the United Nations agency, the World Food Program, for its efforts in combating hunger and improving the conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas. The UN Food Agency, which is based in Rome, says it helps some 97 million people every year across roughly 88 countries. But that 1 in 9 people worldwide still do not have enough to eat. The World Food Program called this a, quote, proud moment and nothing short of a feat. The coveted prize is worth $1.1 million and will be presented in Oslo on December 10th.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.